Hi, brothers and sisters. This is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com, Audio Gospel Way. Today's episode is titled, Our Source. And when I say our source, this is more of a spiritual teaching. So for the longest, society has been allowing the flesh to dictate the outcome of what we have and what we don't have, how we're healed, and if we don't get healed. So the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, tell my people this. So this is his message. This is coming from the Spirit. Our source is spiritual. This is the reason why Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Stop there. Now think about that for a second. We are not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, meaning the word of God. So if you really think about what he was saying, what Jesus was saying, we look at bread in the tangible, meaning what can nourish the flesh. How can we please the flesh? How can we satisfy the needs of the flesh? Now, when he says, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, this is spiritual. So this goes back to the saying that Jesus said, the flesh and the spirit will always be at war against each other. Okay? Because the flesh is dominated by the world system or the enemy. This is why the devil came at him in that manner, because he knows the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. All right, so when the devil came at Jesus in those 40 days in the wilderness, in the desert, he said, you know, if you're the Son of God, questioning his authority, if, that's a question mark, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to turn into bread. And this is where Jesus came back and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So Jesus was saying, you're not going to bring me down to this earthly world system where man depends on what he sees. I'm on a higher level. I am not on your level. You're not going to bring me down on your level. Furthermore, I was with the Father when he created this earth and everything in it, so it all belongs to him. You can't give me something that you didn't own or that you don't own. That's like a stranger coming to your house and telling you, I can give you that house if you do these things for me, and that house will be yours. Number one, you don't own the house, okay? The house belongs to someone else. It's not yours to give or take. So that's the first thing we must understand, that God, our Heavenly Father, is the source of all things. Okay, so that's why Jesus said, learn from me and follow me, because if you seek me first, the spiritual life, all these things shall be added to you. Now, notice the word that Jesus used, things, which implies really it has no substance. It's only here to serve us, in a sense. We should serve things. Things should serve us. All right, let's get back to the message. So with that being said, if God is our source, which he is, okay, why do we look at the world system and depend on it? It's just the opposite. So if you're wondering why you're not getting healed, or if your finances is suffering, or anything thereof, or you're lacking in any area of life, look at what you are serving, in a sense that, what are you depending on? Who's going to bring the outcome for you? Are you looking to man, who is still trying to find his way also, for an answer? Now, don't get me wrong. We're all here to help each other, but your dependency should not be on mankind or the flesh or this world system. In summary, if you look at what Jesus said while he was being tempted, one thing that stands out with me, and when I read that scripture, and I read it so many times, but like I said, the Holy Spirit just came over me, and when that happens, I have to speak it. All right, so this is what you're hearing. Now, when Jesus said, as it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Okay, so what we end up doing, we end up, the devil's coming at us at the flesh, and for the longest, this is the way we've been brought up and trained, because if you're not reading the Word of God, you're walking in darkness. You're walking in the world system, which is totally the opposite of what God intends for mankind. Okay? God's way is surrender it all to my feet and rest in the finished work of Jesus. Okay? So when you do that, by saying, by these words, as it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Not the world system, not the flesh, not the bread that you can tangibly touch, but the unseen, the kingdom way. God's way is by faith. Now, you have to activate your faith life. Now, when you say those words, that applies to everything. You can speak to your finances. You can speak to your health. You can speak to your skin. You can speak to your eyes. Anything that has been designed and given freely by our Heavenly Father, you can speak to it and change the outcome. If you're relying on the world system and man for answers, this is the cycle that we all fall into. It's a trap. Now, you got to get outside of that maze and get into the spiritual walk. This is what Jesus taught throughout his days. Walk in the Spirit. God is your source. This is another reason why he instructed all of his disciples, take everything away from you that was given to you or made in the hands of man. Your money, take all that out your belt. All these things, he said, carry nothing on you except your sandals and whatever clothing they had, because he was teaching them to rely on the Heavenly Father for your needs. Now, this goes back to that scripture, Bible scripture, as Jesus said, as it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Not things, not the material things, not the ways of the world, but the spiritual thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. You know, so this is what Jesus was saying. You're thinking in the world's way. Get out of that system and think on the way God has instructed us and designed us to follow and worship him. And when we do that, all the things will be added. It will be added. Now, if your finances are lacking, you should speak as Jesus said, as it is written, finances, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Meaning you have to get in alignment with the word. You don't fight the spiritual battle, carnal thinking. You have to use the word of God. It's the word of God that has the power. You have to speak the word of God. God says, my words will not come back void. Period. Use the words. He's told us, instructed us how we should walk this life. We should not be defeated. When you're defeated, that means you succumbed to the world system. You allowed man to, bring your spirits down by using whatever fleshly leverage he may have in a position to dictate your lifestyle. He cannot control your lifestyle. Like I said earlier, he's trying to find his way just the same. So why are you leaning all your faith on some one person who has no control over his own destiny? Wow, that's powerful. When you really grasp what I'm saying, when you really understand what God is trying to teach us and say to us and what he's been saying to us for the past 2,000 years, we are in the situation that we are in because we bought into it. We bought into the world system. We ignored his word, his way, and we are wondering why we have not progressed or grew as a tree that should be grown fully when it is rooted in the soil, and in our case, when we are rooted in the word or in the spirit walk. When you're walking with Jesus, you can't help but grow. All things will start coming to you. Without you having to seek those things, all things will be added. That means to be added means these are just benefits for walking in the Spirit. You're commanding things to come to you. I mean, things will be subjected to your authority instead of you being subjected to the authority of things. That reminds me, when you think about the spirit of alcoholism or any other kind of influential mind altering spirits, these things, first of all, look at its origin, okay? Now, look what the enemy has done, in a sense. When you look at a potato, which in turn you can make vodka from. Now, it starts out as an innocent, harmless herb of the field. But during the fermentation process, it turns to alcohol. And what happens then? You start serving that spirit when you should have dominance over it. You understand now, this is a flesh and a spirit warfare. We allow things to dominate and control us. It doesn't have to be just alcohol. It can be material things. It can be the possessions of nice, fine cars, whatever it may be. Now, don't get me wrong. God, he wants to bless you. He wants you to have the best of everything. But when these things takes ownership of your thought life, and if these things were taken from you, that life is not worth living, then you need to check where your source is and what are you really listening and obeying and being obedient to. So, because you really, if you think about it, if things can control your mood, your happiness, your joy, then it is the dominant factor of your thought life. But if you can freely give it away and there will be nothing lost, you have reached a level where you're walking in the Spirit. Now, this is why Jesus, the young fellow came to him and said, listen, Jesus, I've done this, I've done that. Everything spiritually, he was doing everything, checking everything off. Jesus was like, okay, yep, okay. There's one thing, though. Give away all your possessions and follow me. Now, the Bible doesn't say the outcome, but it kind of ends at that point that he walked away sad. So it means if it altered his mood when he heard those things. So Jesus was saying, these things are your God. These are the things that you are worshiping because you can't let it go. If you can't let something go freely, it has dominance over your thought life. It has a stronghold on you. Now, this is the reason why the enemy, Satan, like I said before, came to Jesus in that manner. He came at him in the flesh. He wanted to appeal to Jesus' flesh body, but Jesus was walking in the spirit. We must walk in the spirit. We must understand that the Heavenly Father is our source, period. When you get to that point of thinking, and when it's in your heart, then you are totally free, and all those things will be added to you freely. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, I guess to summarize this whole message, when you speak the word of God over your situation, use the words that Jesus showed us to use. As it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Period. There was no questions about that. That was a command. And when you start practicing and meditating on that and using that, using the word of God's authority over all your fleshly temptations, you watch how the breakthrough comes through with your finances. It applies to everything. When you tell the flesh, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only, that's healing in that right there. You can speak to your bones, you can speak to any organ, you can speak to your finances, you can speak to your relationship. And let's get back, we're home before I close this. Now, speaking of relationships, now that's another way the enemy comes at you. If you're both working in the flesh, meaning if you can't see the truth in what the enemy is trying to do when he comes between you two, guess what? He's trying to operate like Jesus said, but he's doing it in the flesh. Now, Jesus said, if two or more are in agreement, I am the midst, and this is spiritual. Now, the same thing the enemy does, but he does it in a destructive manner. If you are arguing and using defiled words, which usually that's what happens when you are working in the flesh, the devil's in the middle. He's right there in the center. And the outcome is never good. It usually ends up in divorce. And that's what the enemy wants. To destroy everything that the Father has put on this earth for us to enjoy freely. And especially with relationships. So if you don't have Jesus in the center, you're really going to have a battle. If one is spiritual and one is in the flesh, you're going to have a battle. It's going to be a war, basically, because you're going to always be at war with each other. You have to have Jesus in the center. And if you are a spiritual person and your spouse is not in operating the flesh, you still have to use those same words against that person. As it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. By saying these things over and over, instead of using defiled words against each other, use the words Jesus commanded us to use and watch things turn around. God's words will not come back void. This is what he said, period. All right. I hope this message reaches those who need to hear it through the power of the Holy Spirit. And all glory be to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. God bless.